Since SARS was added to the world's list of worries, health officials and just about everyone else have wondered how much of a threat the new disease poses. One answer emerged today in a new analysis of the death rate from SARS. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the study suggests that in some people, SARS is one of the deadliest infections known.
Up to now, officials have used the obvious method for calculating the SARS death rate, number of deaths divided by number of cases. That gives a rate of 7%. But researchers in London and Hong Kong say this method is wrong. Using a couple of fancier calculations, these researchers say, in a study released by the British journal The Lancet, that the actual death rate among people hospitalized for SARS in Hong Kong is 20%. Dr. Stephen Ostroff of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention thinks this is closer to the truth.
When you see these types of mortality rates, it justifies the great deal of worldwide concern that there has been related to SARS.
20% is on the high end of infectious disease death rates. Ostroff notes that the great influenza pandemic of 1918-1919, which killed 20 million people, actually had a death rate of less than 1%.
Based on the way that we're counting at the current time, it looks like the mortality rates that are associated with SARS seem to be higher than they were with the 1918-1919 pandemic.
And the 20% hospital death rate for SARS is not the whole story. People over age 60 hospitalized for SARS in Hong Kong are dying at a rate of 43% to 55%. This may overstate the actual toll. It's only among people sick enough to be hospitalized, not those with milder disease. Still, Dr. Chan Wai Min of the Hong Kong Department of Health says the study confirms her sense that elders fare much worse.
It's very unfortunate because these people do not fare so well as compared with the younger people, and the death among them tend to be much higher. Among the 200-odd elders that we have so far, quite a substantial number of them have already died. So that has also contributed to the high death rate among our patients.
The new study also says it's crucial to identify people sick with SARS as soon as possible and get them isolated in a hospital. Shortening the interval from first symptoms to hospitalization just a little, from 5 days to 3, made a big difference in reining in Hong Kong's outbreak. Again, Stephen Ostroff.
What it tells us is that the longer that individuals with potentially unrecognized disease are out in the community, the more likely they are to transmit the virus to other people and continue to perpetuate the problem.
This has big implications. It means people in any community threatened by SARS need to be exhorted to seek care for any symptoms that might be SARS. That creates a big burden on any healthcare system. And it heightens concern about China's ability to identify and isolate cases early.
One of the big concerns in China is that as the disease spreads into more rural areas, it's going to be more and more difficult to rapidly recognize these cases and get them into appropriate healthcare settings and to get them isolated from the rest of the community. A big challenge.
Nobody knows that better than the Chinese. Premier Wen Jiabao said today that the nation's rural healthcare system is ill-equipped to cope with SARS. Richard Knox, NPR News.